This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today, we'll be talking about our play-em and sit-ems for this week. Our predictions for the awards for this year, our hot takes, and an update on the Matt Stafford situation. So to start them with the play-em or sit-em, I have Hunter Henry and Colston Loveland. I have them two on one of my teams, and this week, I'm going to be starting Hunter Henry. I think it's the safer option, but Loveland definitely has the higher upside. But I'm going to play it safe for this week, see how that split between him and Cole Kmet goes. Because I think Cole Kmet still won on the depth chart. But we'll see how that ends up playing out. The rest of my team was really good, so I didn't really need to make any hard decisions between players.
So if you weren't as comfortable with the rest of your team, would you take a chance on Loveland for the higher upside?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I would. 100%. But, like, I got a really good receiver corps that's definitely going to put up them points. So I'm just going to take the safe route.
Nice.
Because Hunter Henry was a very reliable tight end last year. So I don't really see that changing this year.
I think Hunter Henry is a very underrated player. Now, 100%. Every once in a while, he's going to go off for a couple touchdowns. He's never, like, touched. He's very touchdown dependent.
Yeah.
But he is a target in the red zone. Has been for a few years for them. But they have a few more pass catchers. Stevenson's still a viable threat in the red zone for them. And Trayvon Henderson.
Yeah.
That dude is going to be special. There's a whole lot of running backs this year, rookie running backs, who I think have a chance at being special. Obviously, not all of them are going to pan out that way. But I think there's a whole lot that have a good chance. There's 100%. Three right now that I can think of that I would be shocked if they don't turn out special. Hampton, Gentry, and Henderson.
Yeah.
Judkins, I would love to put Judkins in there, but man, everything's too wishy-washy with what can happen with his legal issues.
And his situation.
What the NFL is going to do. Like, he's still not even signed.
Yeah.
So, but he's got some special talent. And there's a lot of others that are really, really good. And I think have the capability.
Yeah.
Like, it was a strong rookie running back class.
Yeah.
Guys that I like for quarterback that I would start if you are – so, like, I have – on one team I have Kyler Murray, who's pretty darn good, and Drake May. For this week, I like starting Drake May. Even though Kyler's going against the Saints. I mean, I expect the Cardinals to just crush them. They're probably not going to crush them. But I don't expect it to be a close game in the fourth quarter where Kyler needs to throw a lot or even run a lot. So I like Drake May a lot against the Raiders. I think Drake May is a sneaky guy for running the ball. And so I would start Drake May over Kyler Murray in this instance. Drake May is a guy that I really, really like. And especially in the right matchups, and the Raiders secondary suck.
I think that'll be a good game.
You'd be hard-pressed to find another secondary that's not as bad as, in my opinion, as the Raiders.
Yeah.
But speaking of that, there's another one that I don't like, and that's the Miami Dolphins secondary. Mika Fitzpatrick's back, but he's not the same player that he used to be. And so they have some questionable corners. And Daniel Jones. Now, I would only start Daniel Jones in like a super flex league. If it's a single quarterback league, unless you just drafted incredibly poorly, I wouldn't start Daniel Jones. But if you have some questionable options, I would start Daniel Jones. I think he has a really nice game against the Dolphins. He'll run the ball some. He's probably not going to, like, unless he takes off for one that scores, he's not going to take any scores away from the running backs or anything like that. But I could see him throwing for a couple touchdowns, using Tyler Warren, Michael Pittman. I think that that'll be a really good game fantasy-wise and in real life for Daniel Jones this week. Doesn't mean that he's going to break out. I'm not saying that yet. But I think this is a good spot for him to get off to a great start for the season.
Yeah.
For running
another
backs,
person. So if
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah. If Daniel Jones does play good, I think Pittman will really benefit from that. So same. I could see him having a pretty good game too.
Frankly, I could see Jonathan Taylor benefiting a lot from that. If Jones has a good game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's definitely a really good pass catcher.
Well, he's a good pass catcher, but also if Jones passes early on and gets some nice connections with his receivers and stuff.
Runs up that score.
And it opens it up for Jonathan Taylor to be able to run the ball.
Jonathan Taylor.
They're not going to be able to stack any boxes or anything then. Running backs, one guy that I would stay away from is Breece Hall. He's still ranked pretty high, projected higher than what I think he should be for points on like Yahoo and ESPN. I don't know what to trust with that backfield. The coaching staff loves Braylon Allen. They love Isaiah Davis. Justin Fields is going to take away some of that. I mean, he could go off for a great game, but I don't see it happening, frankly. Because of all the things I just said, I mean, even Breece Hall says he's not their guy. Like, there's no way he would be shocked if he were to get an extension. I think he's on a different team before the season, though, to be honest.
Yeah.
I would be surprised. As of right now, I would be surprised if Breece Hall is not on another team come the trade deadline. That would surprise me if doesn't happen. Three guys that I like that are kind of on that bubble. Aaron Jones, he should get plenty of opportunity running the ball. He had 51 receptions last season, which wasn't poor, but he only had two touchdown receptions. So that takes away a little bit of his specialty because that was part of that mix and matching and the combination that he was so good with in Green Bay. He's still a solid guy to have as like an RB3 flex stop type guy. Jalen Warren, I like his 100%. RB2 this week. I like Jalen a lot. They came out and said that he's going to be the primary guy, at least early on. I would expect at least a 60-40, if not 70-30, for him versus Caleb Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And Isaiah Pacheco. Yeah. I think Isaiah has a nice bounce-back season this year. He was hurt for a good portion of the season. But when he came back, he didn't look like the same runner, and I think he was probably still battling the injury.
Yeah.
And so I think he has a nice bounce back early part of the season. And I think they're going They're going to look to help him have
that.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a big guy that I like.
Yeah.
RB for an RB2 this week and really most of the season.
Yeah. And he's going decently late, is he?
He was much later than he was the previous year, fifth, sixth, seventh round. Yeah, definitely later than he was the previous year.
Yeah.
Wide receivers,
I think four wide receivers I like.
I'm sorry,
it's fine.
Go ahead, man.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say they definitely rushed him back from his injury.
Well, he probably rushed himself. You know what I mean?
You think so?
I would think that it was probably a combination.
Just wanting to be back and playing.
Yeah, because like that dude's a competitor. The way he hits people and runs so angry, Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that he was chopping at the bit to get back.
Yeah.
Four wide receivers I really like that are kind of on the bubble. One, maybe not on the bubble, but like I like this guy a lot. That's Tetero McMillan.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be going against the Jaguars. I think he gets a lot of run. I think that Panther offense is going to be a whole lot better this year than they were last year. And when I say a whole lot better, I would not be shocked if they're a top 10 offense this year.
Really?
Yep. I'm not guaranteing it. I'm not saying, hey, man, I just wouldn't be shocked if they break out into a top 10 offense this year. Bryce Young was feeling it in the second half of last year, and I think that carries over. He's actually he's got a legit number one receiver in Tetero McMillan, and that dude is good. And I think Xavier Leggett comes going on, and Hunter Renfro is back there because Coker's on the IR, and I think that they can learn a lot from Hunter as well. And Hunter's the type of guy that will help kind of guide him and teach more.
Yeah.
Ricky Pearsall, I like him a lot against Seattle. I think that he runs as the two receiver. I think Jennings is the number one. And so Witherspoon will cover Jennings more than he will Pearsall. And I think Pearsall has a really good game in this game. And I think that the Seahawks win that
definitely
game.
Definitely open things up.
Which will mean the Niners have to pass the ball. I think that CMC and Kittle get the bulk of it and everything, but I could see Pearsall getting some nice love and run too. So this guy, I don't like it all for the season, but I really like him in this game, and that's Deebo Samuel. I think that the rest of that Commander offense will be smothered by a very good defense, and I could see Deebo having a nice game in his first game with Washington. I don't know that he has a whole lot of other good games, but I like him in this game.
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp against the 49ers secondary. Secondary is kind of banged up. He's the two, not the one. I think Jaxon Smith-Njigba will get a whole lot more attention, and I think Cooper Kupp can have a really nice game. I like I like the spot he's in, and I think people are sleeping on him a little too much. One guy I really don't like, but I like for the year, is Calvin Ridley. He's going against the Broncos secondary. That is an awesome defense, an awesome secondary. I feel bad for Cam Ward because I don't think he's going to have a great game in this first one either. It's a bad spot for your first game.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
It's definitely going to be a hard one.
On tight ends, I don't like Sam Laporta this week. I think Sam's in a tough spot against the Packers. A good defense that will take away the tight end, I think. I also don't know that the Lions utilize Sam as much as what they, you know what I mean? I think that they're going to try and target Jameson quite a bit, and Jahmyr Gibbs would be my guess. So that'll also take a little bit away, but I think the Packers help take that away too. I like Jake Ferguson a lot tomorrow night against the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that the Eagles get up early. A receiver that I like for that game as well is Devontae Smith. But more than that, I like Jake Ferguson. They're going to be behind. They're going to have to throw the ball a lot. And I think all three of those pass catchers, the two receivers and Ferguson, could have a nice game. And I really like Tyler Warren.
I think it's
the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
It's fine. I was just going to say that I think Dak is definitely going to help that offense be a lot more productive this year.
The Cowboys offense will be what the Bengals offense was last year.
You think so?
They're going to have to put up a bunch of points to stay in games.
I mean, they still got a decent defense. I know it won't be as good, but you think so?
They're one of the worst defenses even in the still league last year and the year before. Anytime, well, actually, I don't think it was the year before. I don't think he didn't play. But last year, when Parsons didn't play, they were one of the worst defenses in the league.
Yeah. I mean, they got Kenny Clark, though. And wasn't Trayvon out for half the season last year?
Yeah.
But they were a really good defense when he was on the field. They were still a good defense without Diggs when Parsons was on the field.
Mm.
They're going to miss Parsons.
I mean, maybe Kenny Clark might help.
I think Kenny Clark will help with the defense or the pass or defense of the run defense.
Yeah.
But only so much. Like
that pass defense is going to be rough.
And that and their linebacking core is not good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're just not.
What do you mean? They got Jack Sanborn.
And they just – so they wouldn't pay Micah Parsons, but it's okay. They extended Deron Bland, who got burnt more times than my toast when I'm cooking it.
Yeah.
Deron Bland did not have a great year last year.
They're getting him $20 million a year, aren't they?
Huh?
Yeah. I think they gave him a little over $20 million a year.
No way. I hadn't seen what the terms were. Jeez.
I think so.
I like
it was insane. Warren. I looked at it a lot.
I don't get why you would extend him versus Micah. I get it's a whole lot different than money, but I don't know. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jerry.
Yeah, I have no
idea. Did you see that Micah Parsons has a back injury, though, that possibly he would not be able to play without getting epidurals all season?
Oh, like Stafford.
Apparently, the Packers were not told about this.
Really? So this has been lingering?
Now, this is partly the Packers' fault. They should have gotten, like...
checked.
Yes. But it's pretty shady.
You have to get a physical before you even
get traded. I think
Yeah.
Like I said, partly the Packers' fault. But that's just shady stuff right there.
Yeah.
I think they still won this deal. But
that's crazy.
I think Tyler Warren breaks out and has a great week one on his way to a great rookie season against the Dolphins. I think he is going to be Daniel Jones's comfort blanket, for lack of a better way to say that, all season.
Oh, yeah.
Or whoever the quarterback is all season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Who knows how that's going to pan out?
Agreed.
Because I highly doubt Daniel starts the entire season. I'd be shocked.
I'll say this, too. If anybody has any questions that they end up having, let us know. Send them on social media or whatever, and we can answer any between now and Sunday as well about guys that they might like or not sure who to start.
Yep. To start with the yearly awards, let's do Defensive Rookie of the Year. I have Abdul Carter. Yes. I think Abdul Carter will be the Defensive Rookie of the Year. That Giants defensive line is so good that if he plays to what he's expected to, he should just pressuring and sacks, tackles for loss, it should be just insane for him this year.
I wish I had somebody different, but yeah, I agree. Abdul Carter.
Yeah. Offensive Rookie of the Year. I have Amarion Hampton. It did just come out that Najee is the RB1.
For week one.
For a while on the depth chart. Yeah, for week one. But for a while it was on the depth chart, it would say Najee or Hampton. Now it is Najee with Hampton as the second string. So we'll see how that split goes, but I still think he should have a really good season. It might just start off possibly a little bit slow than expected, but
I wouldn't be shocked.
I still expect a good season out of him.
I wouldn't be shocked if that ends up like New England. I expect Trayvon Henderson to eventually be the starter, and I expect Omari and Hampton to either A, be the starter eventually, or B, even if he's not starting, he gets more run than Najee. Which is ultimately the goal. So.
Mm-hmm.
My offensive rookie of the year offensive is Teddero.
All right.
Teddero McMillan.
McMillan?
Yep.
Yeah, I can see the argument, especially since you think it's possible that they're a top 10 offense in the league.
He's going to have to be a big part of that.
I just don't know. Yeah, 100%. I think it really depends on how those other two wide receivers play. If they're not reliable, all the attention's going to be on McMillan.
I think so. And Jatavion Sanders, don't forget about him.
Yeah.
And Chuba.
But he's not starting right now, is he?
He will.
Yeah. You think so?
Maybe not right away, but he'll still get lots of
player of the year. Yeah. My offensive player of the year is Derrick Henry. He was on fire last season. He had comparable stats to Saquon. Derrick Henry had 3 more touchdowns. He had very similar yards per carry, a little bit more. Not Najee. Saquon had 5.8. Derrick Henry had 5.9. I think Saquon had about like 50 more rushes, which led to the more yards. And I think it was like 100 more yards, something like that. Derrick Henry had like 2. Yeah, very similar.
I think a lot of people
and their receiving stats were still also very similar.
Yeah, I don't understand why Philly. They never have
that shocked me.
Used the running backs for a whole lot of receptions, though.
Yeah,
it's just not something they do. A shame because Saquon's so good with that.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna
listen.
I like it.
Look out for Derrick Henry.
Not so fast. Bijan Robinson.
Who do you got? Bijan. Really? You think he has a breakout year?
Yes,
I do. A huge breakout year?
Yes, I do.
Hmm.
The time is now. I think it's
possible with a possible good QB play, finally.
Agreed.
Yeah. My defensive player of the year. I have Aiden Hutchinson.
Ooh.
That dude was on fire last year. And I think that defensive line is going to get better with I forget what his name is, but what is his first name? Lyle or something like that. But I think he's going to be really beneficial for Aiden Hutchinson. I think that line's going to be pretty good again. And Hutchinson's probably going to tear it up again. That dude was insane last year.
You know who my defensive player of the year is?
Probably Parsons.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Really?
Yep.
Good.
We did not talk about this ahead of time, boys and girls.
No, we did not.
Tyreek Williams is who you're talking about, back. I think.
Yeah. I think he was their first round pick. I could see him being pretty good. It's just a really talented defense still.
It is. As long as they stay healthy.
To be really good. Yeah. My comeback player of the year, Christian McCaffrey. I mean, that dude is Christian McCaffrey. But as long as he can stay healthy, it's a big if. But he's got to stay healthy if he does win it.
Yes. Yeah. Mine is Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've
got him getting for 2 awards here.
Oh, man. Has that ever happened?
I don't know.
But
I don't know. Yeah. But I think crazy he has a if that did happen. Year.
Yeah.
I think he leads the league in sacks.
MVP. Yeah, he was last year, like even into later in the season after he missed like 4 weeks, he was still up on top five.
Yep.
It was insane. MVP, I have Lamar. I think Lamar wins it.
Joe Burrow gets his first MVP.
You think so? Yep. I mean, I could see that too. That's what's awesome about football. Anybody can win it. We might not even see a quarterback this year.
I think their defense is going to be just a tad bit better than it was last year. And I think that the offense is maybe not just as good because they were really good, but really, really, really good as well. If not the top offense, one of the top three in the league. And I think Joe Burrow finally gets his first MVP. I think he would have gotten it last year if they hadn't missed the playoffs.
Yeah.
He was statistically better than both Lamar and Josh last year.
Yeah. But
his team wasn't in the playoffs.
He did. He played really good last year. Yeah. Yeah. Hot takes. So I have Hampton being a top 10 running back this year. The offensive line is still really good. Slater being out for the season definitely hurts quite a bit, but I still think it's all around a good offensive line. It definitely sucks that Najee got named the one for at least the first game. It'll probably be a couple games, honestly, but
probably.
I still think Hampton's definitely going to have a good season.
I was going to say, it doesn't mean Hampton's going to get run in those games, and he'll do well with it.
Mm-hmm.
I would still start him.
It's just going to be limited.
I would still start him in fantasy.
Mm-hmm. 100%. My second one is likely will be a top 12 tight end. Like I said in past episodes, I think he takes that number one spot at some point this season.
I don't.
He's definitely talented.
Yes. I agree. But I don't, unless Andrews gets hurt, talented. I don't see it happening.
Yeah. But who knows? We'll see. What are your hot takes?
I have Tucker Kraft will be a top five fantasy tight end.
Five?
Top five. Tucker Kraft.
Five?
How stoked are you for this?
Five?
Top five.
Not five. There's no way. No way. I would be so shocked if that happened.
Tucker Kraft.
Five?
It's going to happen.
Like 10, I could see an argument, but five?
Top five.
Five.
Yep.
Colston Loveland's going to be the best then. It's going to be one. Yep.
Oh, hot my take. Goodness. That is a hot take.
Hot, hot take.
Tedaro McMillan will be a top 15 wide receiver.
Okay.
In fantasy football. And Alvin Kamara will not be in the top 20 running backs. He will be 21 or lower.
I'd be shocked. I would be shocked. Here, I'll throw another one out there. Rome Odunze, top 15 also. I can see Odunze being the one in Chicago, honestly.
I agree,
his connection with Caleb has looked really good this preseason.
I just think there's too many mouths to feed there. Otherwise, I like it. Like, I love the take. I love Rome.
I mean, I could see them passing a ton in Chicago.
I don't disagree with that.
I can see them passing. Because
frankly, the running game leaves a lot to be desired.
Mm-hmm.
I think the running game will be better in the red zone and through the air. Like just little dinks and dunks to Swift or a Monongai. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Those dumps to Swift. He was really good in Detroit.
For years, New England struggled with the run, and that was the way they combated that. I could see that happening with Chicago this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully. I'm hoping Chicago plays great ball this year. Matt Stafford. Stafford is expected to play week one. He's probably going to be on epidurals. Probably every game this year, just like Micah. Both of them are probably going to have more epidurals than Philip Rivers' wife. But yeah. But yeah, they're going to be on epidurals every game. Oh, 100%. She has 12. They're going to have 18 or 17. They're probably at 18.
I think Matthew Stafford is probably used to having this to play at this point. Because he's had back
problems probably
for a while.
This. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, hopefully he can stay healthy this season because he's definitely going to help Puka and Devontae a lot.
I really like
because I'd be a little nervous if Jimmy Garoppolo went in there.
I wouldn't.
I'd be a little nervous.
Not for
you wouldn't?
A couple of games. If it ends up being like an extended part of the season, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit more then. But for a few games, I like
it. Yeah.
Like with that. And I trust the situation. I'd probably give a little more bump to Kyren or the running backs than the receivers at that point. But I still like the receivers with Jimmy G for a few games.
Uh-huh. I think that's going to be a really good offense this year.
I don't. Mm-hmm. I think they're probably in top 15. I don't know that they're going to be like one of the upper echelon offenses, but I think it's just going to be a really good, solid offense.
I think Devontae's going to be an upgrade from Cooper Kupp, and we saw what that offense looked like with Cooper Kupp still on it.
Agreed.
It was still an insane offense. So I think this is still going to be a really good offense if Stafford plays the whole season.
I just think that they're, for fantasy-wise,
I can see it being top 10.
I think they're too inconsistent
fantasy-wise. Yeah, I can see that argument.
And they like to give touchdowns to the running backs, which takes away from the for Stafford and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited for these games. I think this is going to be a really good week one.
This season.
The Lions-Packers game, that's definitely going to be a really good game. I was listening to the St. Brown Brothers podcast this morning. I mean, they seem really excited for the game. Both Ham and Equanimeous, even though he's on the Saints. But they're excited for that game. They're saying that this Detroit offense is still looking really good. At least that's what Amon Ross says. He says it's looking different, though.
Of course
he
says. I'm excited to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a huge thing to look at this week. See
before
how they
we close
play.
Out.
Because this is going to be a big game for them.
Agreed. Very much so. For both teams.
Mm-hmm.
Before we close out, I want to ask you to predict three games. You ready? I want to hear your winner. Your winner for the well, I'm going to give you the games. I'm going to ask you.
All right.
Chiefs and Chargers, Friday night. Who wins?
It's in Brazil, isn't it?
Yep.
I'm going to say Chargers.
Okay. Raiders and Patriots.
Raiders, Patriots. Patriots.
Okay.
It's definitely a tough one.
And the last one, the Bills and the Ravens.
Ravens. Taking the Ravens, I think they have a better defense.
All right.
And honestly, a better offense too. But yeah, that's definitely going to be a really good game.
Didn't you pick the Bills to go 15-2?
Yeah. They lost against the Ravens. Or one of them, at least.
But you said you think the Ravens have a better offense and defense?
Mm-hmm. That's why they win.
But you didn't pick the Ravens.
And then I have them beating them in the playoffs, too.
You didn't pick them to go 15-2.
I know.
All right.
Listen, you also got to think. The Ravens have a harder... They play the Bengals. Bengals are way better than the Jets, who are the second best team in the AFC
East. You're not wrong. See, you're not wrong.
I have the Bills sweeping their entire division, so I think that definitely helps them in their favor.
Frankly, they should, yes.
Definitely should.
I am stoked for this week.
Yeah.
100%. Football's back.
I'm ready to beat you in fantasy, and I'm ready to beat everybody else in fantasy.
We'll see.
Head to head in the 14 we'll league. Patrick Mahomes and Tua are going to drop 100.
Okay. Awesome.
All right, everybody. Thank you. Yeah.
Go ahead.
What's up?
Nothing.
Oh. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, and leave a comment. Thank you guys for watching.